So where do I start? This is Vanner, and you're listening to a special bonus episode of the Next Wave podcast. You know that show where my co-host Ag and I explore the future of design? Well, Aga went to Copenhagen, Denmark recently, without me, and there she met and interviewed an extraordinary friend of ours, Jerrica Cleland. Jerrica is a writer, teacher, director, and filmmaker, a real artist in the true sense of the word. Jerrica is also a partner in a Danish studio in Norlem, but before that, she honed her skills in, amongst others, Pixar, where she worked on Finding Nemo and Toy Story 2. It was also during the interview that Aga slipped in a little question, asking Jerrica how we could apply narrative to the production of our podcast. We found it very interesting to listen to how Jerrica applies her narrative structure to the production of our show. It did not make the final cut of the episode, but we thought we'd share that with friends. It's always refreshing to get someone else's perspective on your trade. But before we listen to the conversation, let me recap Jerrica's framework so that you have some context. So, according to Jerrica, a story needs three things. One is understanding, two is an emotional connection, and then three is sustained interest. Now, to mix these together, you have to shape the story with five other elements, or let's say tools, which we can leverage to build the understanding, the emotional connection, and keep the interest of the audience. Number one is platform. This is the foundation of the story you create for the audience. Who's in the story? Who else? And what's going on? Where are they? Thus, it establishes understanding and the emotional connection. The second one is tilt. Now, a story would be pretty boring if nothing happens, right? Introducing the unexpected is the tilt of the platform. The third one is cohesion. This is the relationship between the story and reality. This is the world you create and the rules that govern it. You have to be very careful with cohesion because if you break the rules, you can lose the audience. So, for example, in Finding Nemo, the fish spoke under the water. That's fine, the audience accepted it. But if they had to introduce spaceships into it, it'll break the cohesion. The fourth one is rising stakes. There needs to be more risk. And usually you turn to the hero and see what is important to him and maybe put that to risk. But it doesn't have to be like action movie style. You can consider putting integrity or friendship at play to create the rising stakes. Number five is reincorporation. It might be something you introduce at the beginning of the story and then bringing it back right at the end. Jerrica mentioned that it's not essential, but it helps create a satisfying ending to your story. So that is it. Just to recap quickly, the five elements are platform, tilt, cohesion, rising stakes, and reincorporation. Now, let's listen to how Jerrica applies these five elements to the narrative structure of our podcast. I hope you find this useful and interesting. Thanks for listening.
There is the question, Werner, we were thinking that we should ask you, because, you know, we are starting with a podcast.
Yes.
What would be your suggestion for us as people preparing creative content?
Okay.
How could we use the narrative to create a podcast? Do you have any suggestions for us?
Interesting. Okay. I would say that if you want to look at... Are you asking about building the audience for the podcast, or are you asking about building the podcast plan, the
design of the podcast? I don't think that we really thought that there were two questions in this one.
There are two questions.
So being totally honest, probably both.
Okay. So I would say that if I were to look at the podcast as a season, okay, maybe you think you're going to do 30.
Yeah.
Let's just pick a number. So, okay, then we design it like a TV series kind of. And we go, okay, so if you have 30 episodes in your podcast and you want people to be able to watch them or listen to them, not necessarily listen to everyone. This is the first question. Do people need to listen to everyone, or can they come in and out?
Mm-hmm.
So let's say you want them to be able to come in and out. But you also want there to be some kind of arc or learning goal across the 30. Yeah, you can do this. So people may watch it from 30 backward, or may listen to it from 30 backwards.
Yeah.
But what you generally want is people start at the beginning and they listen to them all, or they listen to most of them, and that you can exhibit some kind of depth or progression across that, maybe.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Or maybe you just have, you know what, these are topics that we want to cover over that time.
Mm-hmm.
So you kind of have to decide, like, do you arc, or do you deliver a certain checklist of this
goals.
This subject. Both are valid. It's just like, but I would think about this. Because if you want an arc of some kind, then you're developing. And then you need a platform that says, okay, we need to create understanding. So we need to get some podcasts with people that will help frame your space, your platform. So who are you? What are you talking about? You're talking about design, experience design, maybe.
Yes.
I'm guessing now. You're talking about experience design, and you're looking how different, you're looking at it through different lenses, right? So in this podcast, you're looking at it from a filmmaker's perspective, and like, what's my perspective as a storyteller into design? Okay, so you have something interesting with that idea. So if you want, then you've got platform, describe certain vocabulary, maybe. You know, there's certain things that you need to get out in those first few podcasts so people understand what you're talking, like, what are you referring to? Mm-hmm. And what's your basis? Mm-hmm. And then you can start tilting. So then you would put in an episode that really changes how people maybe perceive something. So you would look for somebody who has a different way of considering design, something that blew your mind, and go, okay, we put this one here. And then that would create, you know, you gave me that graph, like you were talking about the experience. Yeah. So now we're graphing the experience or the story of your entire podcast series. Mm-hmm. So you would have these like tilt episodes, I would say. And these are ones that are going to reverse expectations, that are going to change how people go, wow, I never thought about it that way. But you won't do that every single time, maybe. You want some that also support maybe a you know, more a deeper look into a certain aspect of design. And you want to go to an expert that understands that ideation process, for example. And you want to crack open the ideation process. But you don't want every episode to feel like we're defining a term and going, you know. So you sort of begin to sculpt, like, this one's going to blow, this one will blow people's minds. Yeah. Then we're going to, like, settle things down, go deeper here. Then we want something that's more exciting. And you also look at personality and you look at, like, tone, you know, because you're going to have different emotional qualities to your different podcasts. So I would kind of, like, see who's on your list, see what they
can,
and then I would arrange them in order for rising stakes. It's because you want to keep that interest going, right? Sustained interest. Mm-hmm. So the podcasts need to feel like they are, you know, they are interesting. That doesn't always mean you get a bigger and bigger personality. It just means that they're interesting and they
in different ways.
And so you're kind of relating, like, okay, people get this out of this and that out of that. Now, if somebody only listens to five, they're not going to feel the arc. It doesn't matter because each one's self-contained, has some value. But if you do, like, pay attention to the arc, it will take them on a journey that they started here with, like, the framework that you wanted them to have, and they ended up with this, like, mosaic, maybe, of, you know,
of thoughts and ideas.
Thoughts and ideas and different perspectives. And maybe for you, you will find in the making of this that there is actually an arc that has to do, I think, I'm now guessing, stretching the imagination. That what you want to do is by the end of this podcast have people thinking really differently and taking from a vast field of perspectives a point of view on design that is more open, that is more connective, that is maybe more organic, whatever it is that you're thinking about. And you want to deliver kind of this, this is your climax, right? This is the thing that says, like, okay, but this is the journey that we've been on. And we've looked at it from this angle, this angle, this angle, this angle. And the conclusion of all of that is, like, look at all the possibilities. Look at how open this field is, right? Because when you were talking about the story of being on a panel where the question was, like, what's the future of design? And, you know, the average response is like, oh, the future of design is grim, you know? And you're sitting there like, what? It's so open. Yeah. Maybe that's where you're heading, that you want sort of your conclusion to be like, these are ways in which you can stretch your imagination. The playing field is wide open. Consider experience design or product design or service design.
Or film design.
Or film design, you know, from these different points of view. Here's this connective tissue. Like, we are more alike than we are different. And we can gain something, you know, from these connections. Like, whatever it is you feel your statement is. So I feel like, you know, if I were architecting it, it would be like, how many episodes? What are the learning goals you want to deliver? What's your kind of core statement? You asked me this question, like, do you know when you begin a film, like, what you're trying to say? My own approach is yes. I, some people don't, but I do. Like, I know I want to tell a story about the X. So if you have kind of a thing that you're getting at, that's your, that's where you want to lead people at the end, right? Then you have like a, we call that a log line for your podcast. And then the idea would be that you position your episodes in such a way that you build, you know, you have these rising stakes, sustained interest, and you kind of build to this conclusion. And that's how I would kind of architect the whole.
That's,
and
then that's extremely insightful. Werner, we have to change some things.
Yeah, and then I would just say, because reincorporation is so nice, in your final conclusion episode, which I would suggest is a conversation between you and Werner, which is your reflection back on all of these things. And when you do that, you can reincorporate elements from the different podcasts and like this person said that and remember this and this kind of reflection, maybe you want to do something like this. Then if someone's listened to that whole series, that end episode will create a kind of a ripple effect, like a ricochet for them of going mm-hmm. back through and strengthening certain ideas by reincorporating them.
Wow.
And for people who haven't heard all of that, they might be incentivized to go listen to them,
yeah.
right? Or to be like, okay, but I'm getting the flavor of all the different things that you talked about. So mm-hmm. it delivers something in and of itself, but it also creates this opportunity to reincorporate different pieces of learning that really stuck with you or really, you know, so for you too to have a dialogue about like what impacted you or like how do you feel differently mm-hmm. now, whatever it is that you're trying to get at, that would express your kind of mm-hmm. thesis statement for the yeah. season.
Thank you.